the episode 239 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by The Sports Train, the finest pure sports talk show on both terrestrial and internet radio. Follow them on the web at thesportstrain.net.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, everyone, welcome to FDH Lounge. Mini episode number 239. This is Pantheon Non-Sports Part 1. We're going through the Pantheon, the 7th edition, inducting the best of us all time. FDH Lounge Pantheon. Anthony and Amanda from friends from Shaking Hands. They're right on the queue here. From the Under the Sea podcast. Bob West, John Anderson, virtual FDH Lounge manager, Chris Galloway. Breaking this down here. Tradition. We like to always throw in, just to have some fun here. Always like to have a wrestling thing here in the park here. Today is best pro wrestler on the mic. And we're going to see if we can get another two-time inductee into the Pantheon 7. We've already seen Babe Ruth, who won the best baseball player. And then Pantheon 1, Babe Ruth today, best baseball player. So we're going to see if the pro wrestler or the other ones here have a chance to make it in. I will say this, and this is the feedback I've gotten. Days off air, but I agree with whoever it was that said this. There are no bad votes that were cast in this one here. I mean, there are none. I question some of the ones maybe getting more than one vote, and I'll get to that, but there are no real bad votes here. A vote for Jesse Ventura, one vote for Cactus Jack, one vote for Chris. You went for the Iron Sheik, and if memory serves, you said that his Twitter account should be taken into account for that, and I agree with that, by the way. It is epic.
Yeah, I was going past and present, yeah. If we can consider a smartphone a mic. The Iron Sheik still going strong.
Yeah, he's bringing it with that. Bob Glassman, I know you are a huge fan of Razor Ramon, and that ends up being your vote here.
Well, I'm going to go back to the Iron Sheik for a second. Even current day, his appearances on Howard Stern have been legendary over the last number of years. Mm-hmm. Just great fun and great character, and really is true to his form. He's still at the top of his game.
Although, by the way, and as I'm looking here, as you mentioned Stern, we may have some unpleasantness at the table here by the end of the day, as we have a noted Stern guy and we have in Chris a noted O&A guy. So we may have a little civil war breaking out at the table by the time the day's over. But yeah, epic appearances for him on Stern. Razor Ramon, I know you're a big fan of his. The funny thing is, when people think about the prime part of his career, they probably think about it more as like the Scott Hall NWO era, in which there was like a little bit of crossover with the persona, but I know it's always the WWF stuff of his that you've liked the best.
He's always stuck out to me there. Razor Ramon was sort of that Spanish, Latin, greasy kind of guy, and the one thing that he would say, he would look at somebody and it's
wet back.
It's gone. Yeah.
Thank you, John.
It's gone past. That's gone past me to other people, and stuck around is when he would look at somebody, he'd call them a mach.
Yeah.
It wasn't a man, you know. So he had to take it out, and that one little phrase, I said it for a few years, and probably people were throwing things at me, and then other people that I talked to had said it, and still say it. So
yeah.
It's that one little phrase that caught on with me, and I liked Scott Hall and his Razor Ramon.
Yeah.
Are you oozing with machismo?
Oozing with machismo.
That was always one of the great phrases. I'm oozing with machismo.
Ironically, just last night I caught on ESPN on E60. They did a whole segment on Scott Hall and his life and career.
I heard about that.
And the drug abuse and post-NWO and all the rest of that. It's quite sad, the condition. He's 53 and he's still engaging in some in wrestling, but he's OD'd several times. He's the WWE said that they have spent somewhere around $600,000 on paying for rehab on 10 separate occasions for him. Mm-hmm. They walk through for about. Probably talk through what a just a train wreck his life is.
Yeah.
And had become because of drug abuse and addictions. And it was a very sad, sad story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pathetic thing what's really become of the man's life. On that happy note, the next vote is Stone Cold Steve Austin. Surprised he only got one vote, but aforementioned friend Tony Mazur voted for him. That much more tasteful than his Ray Mancini Duck Koo Kim for best fight vote. One vote for Jake the Snake Roberts. One vote for William Regal. And I'm going to let Jeff Briscoe, good friend, talk show host down in Florida, explain this one here. Lord Steven Regal, a.k.a. William Regal, underrated heel, turning a Brit into a bad guy was a smart move. And certainly, as far as underrated on the mic, I mean, he should be the winner going away. But, yeah, pretty darn good. One vote for, you talk about prisoner of the moment, Paul Pasek voting for Jerry the King Lawler. I mean, I know the man just almost died recently, but and I don't know that necessarily influenced him or not. But, yeah, one vote for the King, although, like I said, the King should probably be represented here. Two votes for Hulk Hogan. A little bit surprised that he got two votes. Nate Noy voted for him as well as Ken Detweiler. But, again, I can kind of see that. I mean, his promos, they're not my cup of tea, but they were effective.
He did make it very big. He was one of the big-name wrestlers there for a long time, and he got them pythons running around on you. I mean, come on.
He sold tickets. I'll give him that. Two votes for Roddy Piper. John, I know that you're a huge Hot Rod Mark. And
also in a highly acclaimed movie, They Live.
Yeah.
I mean, no, yeah, I always loved Piper. I actually got to see a Piper-Paul Orndorff cage match at the old Coliseum.
And
so.
When I was trying to put over a guy to you the other night, when you were over watching the national championship game, we happened to flip over during halftime here, and the Shield was out there with John Ambrose, and I was telling you, like, Johnny, they say that guy's going to be the next Roddy Piper. I knew that, like, nothing would get the guy over with you, like, pointing that out. But John Ambrose,
it's good.
He's a guy that, you know, again, Piper just had a lot of intensity and everything like that. And the funny thing is that when my brother and my sister-in-law went to name their third child, their daughter, they named her Piper. And so I told him, I said, you do realize I'm telling all my friends you named her after Rowdy Roddy Piper, don't you? There were three votes for The Rock in this category here. So he came very close. There were two guys that had three votes apiece. I'm looking to see. So nobody at the table was among the three votes for him. Three votes for the Macho Man Randy Savage, who came very close.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah. The noted block voting of the Patron brothers coming into play for the first time here today.
Block
voting, yes, as you two both mind melded to vote for the Macho Man.
The thing is, this was a very, very hard one to do.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you think about it, there's so many that could be said. I'm surprised the Bushwhackers didn't get a vote from somebody at the table. I mean, there's so many things that you could say in this category because they've had so many good characters throughout the year. But I just, you know, I didn't vote right away. My votes came in late because I just kept trying to think of some of these categories, and all I could think of was
snap into a Slim Jim.
Well, I remember, and if anybody here at the table has read Alex Marvez from Fox Sports, longtime NFL writer, but he's also a guy who's covered a lot of wrestling and MMA over the years. And he's been on the show a couple times. We had him on after the Macho Man's unfortunate passing. And just talking about him and the stuff that he did, and Alex Marvez said one of the things that always just kind of stood out about him back in the day was that when they would do, like, the syndicated promo things here, he would, like, he was the first guy to, like, bring props with him. Like, he would bring, like, a coffee cup. You know, like, the cream always rises to the top. Oh, yeah. Like, that kind of stuff. And Marvez, like, he was inventive. He would, like, bring stuff into it like nobody else would. So, you know, he made an impression on Alex Marvez as he did the rest of us. The winner in this with four votes, and he's going to go in twice because he's already in as the best pro wrestler of all time. I voted for him, as did three others. Nobody else at the table apparently did. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair,
woo!
Goes in.
I get it.
For the best mic skills, yeah. And that's, again, multifaceted. The guy could do a whole lot. You know, is a good guy, is a bad guy, whatever. Sold tickets like nobody else. And, again, yeah, the whole thing of it, and it was always said, you know, like back in the day, you know, Hulk Hogan was the world champion that was the most known to the masses. Ric Flair was the hardworking guy that was actually selling the tickets and compelling people to come out there and see him in those roles. A little bit surprised now that I think about it that Dusty Rhodes didn't get any votes. That's a little bit of a shock. There's some that aren't as much of a shock. Bob Backlund, that wasn't necessarily.
Not Andre the Giant?
Not Andre the Giant, no.
Well, there was another one that I thought, but I didn't know if he would actually be counted as a wrestler because he was more of a manager. It would be Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Well, he actually won for best manager when we did this previously.
He did wrestle a few tag team matches, didn't he?
I watched him
wrestle. He was a wrestler early in his career, too.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I went to a match when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Andre the Giant was supposed to battle the Red Rooster.
Okay.
And somewhere along the line, they had plane troubles with Andre the Giant. He couldn't get there.
Mm-hmm.
So Bobby the Brain Heenan had to do this match. So they turned it into this little scaredy cat running through the crowd, hiding under the ring. It was phenomenal. It was no disqualification. But I liked him, and I always thought he was really good with the mic, but I didn't know if that would become his actual.
Yeah, because he started as a wrestler. So you could have gone there, and like you said, he still would make cameos in there. What he was doing in his managerial days towards the end there, they actually had this thing made up. It was like a specialty match for him, like when he was like nearing the end of a blow off of a feud with somebody. The Weasel suit match, because his nickname was Weasel. So they had this suit with like white fur on it. And the only way you could win the match was by stuffing the other guy into a suit. And Bobby Heenan, of course, would always lose these things here. So Bobby Heenan, but of course, again, manager of Ric Flair, you know, for a period of time there back in the day. This one really kind of splintered. 4 votes to 3 to 3 to 2 to 2. And then a couple others with 1 vote apiece. But in the end, Ric Flair, again, becomes the second inductee today, 2-time winner. Babe Ruth, as we said, best baseball player as well as best baseball hitter. Ric Flair was the best pro wrestler for a previous induction, now best pro wrestler on the mic. We hoist the Dundee Award for Ric Flair in mini episode number 239.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.